We used to play this when we were still in the Tribune Tower in the winter. Dean will remember this. We were having a Michigan Avenue freeze out. They eventually just stopped turning the heat on. Happy 70th birthday, Bruce, yesterday. Dean, can you believe Springsteen's 70? Me either. No, Dean?
He seems forever young to me. Bruce Springsteen looks good for 70.
Has he had some work? He looks like he might have had some work.
You think so?
I don't know. I saw a picture of him yesterday. It kind of looks like it.
Oh, really? I got to Google
Springsteen's
him.
Had work?
It kind of looks like it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Grzanich is starting
Maybe
rumors.
It's just a little bit of Botox, but it looks there's something there.
I'm ready for Botox. Mm. We all need Botox.
Yeah, I could use them too.
Really?
Yeah. Can we get show Botox? I know we're getting flu shots. Can Dr. Most also bring some Botox?
I don't know. Dean, would you be up for Botox?
I did a segment on it for TV once.
Did you have it?
And I had some in my forehead. It hurt. You know, because they're injecting you with little needles.
And your forehead can't smile anymore?
Several needles in it, and I didn't notice any difference.
Hmm. I had some on the Frank Fontana show.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Yeah, about 6 months ago.
Well, Botox on the radio.
Yeah, it was. Judy Pilak was with me and Wendy.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, we had it done, and I think it looks a little better, except my husband thinks I have a shiny forehead now.
How long does it
last?
That's
why he made me get the bangs.
Your husband didn't make you get bangs. You chose to get bangs.
I did choose to get bangs. I think it's
Mary's
about...
Mary's trying to claim she has a controlling husband.
No, he just never says things like that. So I'm like, wow, maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, but you look great.
Anyway, I think the Botox did work, but I'm not getting it again. No,
I don't think Springsteen has had anything done.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't want to think of my boss as being vain in any way.
No, so he looks weathered enough.
So I went into the plastic surgeon... And I said to the plastic surgeon,
I need a tummy tuck.
I'm thinking maybe a breast lift and a tummy tuck.
I just want to say our Bruce Springsteen impersonation sounds exactly like our Bob Dylan.
No, I don't think so. Dylan's a little bit of this. Dylan's a little higher. Hey, Bruce, who knew I'd see you here at the plastic surgeon? That's what it would be. And the queen would be there as well. Oh, hello, gentlemen.
It's Steve's puppet show.
I should get puppets.
Oh, my gosh. I would come to that show.
Yeah, Howard Stern has puppets. Why can't I have puppets?
This is like Mr. Rogers. Let's go to Steve's land of make-believe.
Okay, I just Googled a pic of Bruce.
Yeah.
And he was shirtless on the beach. He looks good.
He's right? In great shape. Yeah, some great shape. Dean, a text question in honor of Mr. Springsteen this week. Best group, most incredible artist of all time, or solo, and most overrated. Your best and your most overrated. Think about it for a second. Michael Jackson's 815. Michael Jackson, the best. Britney Spears, overrated.
Hmm.
Gutsy calling Britney Spears. 224. McCartney for both.
Oh,
what? How can that be?
I could see that.
We've had a bunch of people say the Beatles are overrated.
How can they be the greatest and also the overrated?
Perspective.
Either you think one or the other.
630, Bob Dylan, most overrated.
I agree with that.
How dare you? I think I'm just killing it with a Dylan. I really do. Greatest.
I think you just need more fiber.
somebody pass the Ben a fiber.
That's a thinker.
630, the Beatles, greatest artist of all time, most overrated, Tiny Tim. Again, gutsy call. Queen, greatest of all time. And I made a mistake earlier. Dave sang the entire song, Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I said it was a 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
Do you know who it is?
Yummy, Yummy is the Ohio
exactly.
Ohio Express.
The Ohio Express.
Not Ohio Players. Ohio
I didn't even know that
Vivian,
was
look
a real
that up
song.
For me. 1910 Fruit Gum Company, they had a hit in something.
Simple Simon, I believe, was their song.
Yes, that's correct. Oh. Well, look at you two showing off.
Simple Simon says, da, 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 da.
Man, Bono is getting killed. There's a lot of people who think Bono's overrated. Greatest artist of all time, Beatles or Prince, most overrated, Grateful Dead. Yes. Yes.
Grateful
yes.
Dead for sure.
Yes.
Was it just because so many people are devoted followers?
I don't understand the Dylan thing, and I don't understand the Grateful Dead thing.
Because now John Mayer, he's playing with them, right?
Isn't oh, good, because they need someone else to play a 45-minute guitar solo. Comedian friend of mine had a great joke. He said, you know how you keep Grateful Dead fans busy at a concert? Toss them a frisbee. They'll be happy for hours.
What about Coldplay? Are they underrated or overrated?
See, I don't hate Coldplay, but it's popular to hate Coldplay.
I like Coldplay.
Yeah. Most overrated Pink Floyd. The 616-708. Aretha, the greatest. Well, amen. She's tremendous.
Well, the thing about music is, it's when did it get introduced in your life? Like, what was going on in your life when you heard this album or this artist? You know, that's why it's meaningful for you, or you hate it. You love it or you hate it.
No, but I've been around it my whole life, because when I was a disc jockey, I had to swim in it.
Yeah.
Dean and I were disc jockeys.
What about David Bowie? Overrated, underrated?
I'm not a David Bowie fan, but I think he's appropriately rated. I think he was, you know, he's a great artist.
Paul McCartney was on Stephen Colbert last night. Amazing interview, by the way. But they were talking about, you know, the legendary Beatles songs and these legendary songs. And the subject came up of it's not just a song's value as a song of what you're hearing. It's what's going on in your own life at that time.
Well, that's what you're talking about, right?
That makes a song even a song or an artist even more meaningful.
But if it's an artist that spans years, mm-hmm. your life changes. And I think then that's a tribute to the artist that they hold up for you.
Yeah, man.
More overrated, Guns N' Roses, Elvis Costello, and Jay-Z. I agree with all three of those. Mm. Jay-Z's not overrated at the bank, though.
Mm-mm. But then what
got
about
a
like
$1 billion?
What about like new artists who weren't even like singers to start off with, like Cardi B? How do you guys feel
overrated.
About Dean, how do you feel about Cardi
Great
B?
Great entertainer. Overrated.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And maybe the greatest band of all time yet to be mentioned, Parliament and Funkadelic, tear the roof off the sucker. Flashlight! Dean, most overrated?
For me, most overrated, Neil Young.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard my Neil Young?
Oh. No. I only love that Harvest Moon.
I can
Moon.
Just imagine.
The Harvest Moon is
like
the only album I really know of.
Never been. I know a lot of people love him. Sorry. I have never. Mm. I have a physical reaction when I hear his music. It makes me sick.
I gotta tell you, the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young thing. I mean, yeah, nice harmonies. Who cares? I don't get it either.
What about the Eagles? Underrated or
I love the Eagles. Eagles are fantastic. Eagles are, okay. How dare you?
I'm asking the question.
My greatest, without a doubt, Tina Turner.
Oh, Tina Turner's tremendous. We were just talking about her off the air.
Yeah, Steve said he took inspiration from her high heels and also tried to wear high heels and dance.
I saw her in the 80s when she was the... I almost swore. I saw her in the 80s when she was the S-word. And she had 5-inch heels dancing all over the stage.
And those legs.
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous.
I saw her. I can't remember if it was the United Center or someplace I saw her. And she's dancing in these ridiculous stiletto heels, which was amazing.
Yeah,
but at a point, a part of the stage lifts off the platform like a crane, swings out above the audience. Couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 feet wide. And she's, now it's like a runway above the audience.
And she's still doing it.
And she's still doing it, dancing, no handrails, no nothing. She's just out there going wild.
I would have been in sneakers on hands and knees crying for someone to help me.
Mommy!
What about Lady Gaga? Underrated, overrated?
Great artist.
I think Gaga is amazing.
Great artist,
me
yeah.
too, I agree.
I think she is amazing. I've seen her in big arenas.
She might be underrated.
As a musician, she definitely is.
Yeah,
I've seen her just on the piano, smaller venues, acoustic shows with Tony Bennett. She is an amazing musician. It doesn't get enough credit for it, but the big shows, she brings it. You know, for her big shows as well.
Well, many people have said the same thing about Dean and I, and more on entertainment. We're so much more than a meat dress.
Where do you guys perform? We've been waiting for this
here
every morning.
8:22, we'll come back. Here's the list. Tom Hanks, McCartney, Jonah Hill, Oprah, and who doesn't want a little more Texas Walker Ranger guy? Did I get that tease wrong?
That's close enough.
Is it Walker Texas Ranger?
I believe it's Walker Texas.
Yeah, you were Texas Walker Ranger.
Yeah, I'm lucky I got any letters on the page at all.
Back with after this. That's why we call it Moron Entertainment.
You'll be calling his name.
All right, back with more on entertainment. I want to fly through this so we can get to the McCartney clip. Jonah Hill in Batman?
It's going to be a villain in this new movie that's going to be coming out in 2021.
What is he, Pudgy Guy? What's his villain name?
They haven't announced which villain he will play yet.
Pudgy. Maybe the Penguin.
He could be the Penguin.
Superhero social media is guessing either the Riddler or the Penguin. So we'll find out. But he's not signed yet, but he's apparently very close to co-starring with Robert Pattinson, who will be the new Batman.
What about Big Boned?
Big Boned the villain?
Big Boned the villain. Supernatural's star, one of the stars of Supernatural, is doing what?
Jared Padalecki, who played Sam on the long-running CW show, already has a new gig lined up. He's going to be starring as Walker, Texas Ranger.
Thank God. Lord knows we need it.
This is the latest reboot coming from CBS that already has Magnum, Hawaii Five-0, and MacGyver, because nobody has any new ideas at all in Hollywood right now. They have to keep bringing back the old shows.
There is one new one, Murder, she texted, because nobody writes anymore.
That's a good.
Oprah bringing back the book club?
Oprah is going to be bringing back the book club. She announced it on Ellen's show yesterday. It's going to be on this new Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus, Apple's new streaming service, because this company is barely scraping by. You know, nobody is using the Apple products at all.
No.
So Oprah's going to be part of this whole thing. That's going to launch on November the 2nd. She also, on this interview yesterday, talked about a lot of things, but talked about how she thought she had a cold about a month or so ago. It got worse. Found out she had pneumonia, that she was walking around with pneumonia.
How dare pneumonia.
And you get pneumonia.
Pneumonia and Oprah? How dare pneumonia attack Oprah?
She was grounded by her doctor, was on antibiotics, and thank God she's okay now.
No, pneumonia can't beat Oprah. Tom Hanks getting another award. That's good. He's never gotten one.
This was just announced this morning. He's going to be getting the Hollywood Foreign Press Association Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Oh, the Lifetime Achievement
That's
thing.
Their Lifetime Achievement Award that they give out at the Golden Globes.
It's mandatory that right after you receive that award, within a month you have to die.
Well, that's not exactly. Oprah got it.
Is that right? I must
Meryl
be wrong
Streep
about
got
that.
It. De Niro got it.
Is he pretty young to be getting the award?
No, it's a career thing.
It's. I think it's more a career achievement award more than lifetime achievement.
But. And McCartney was great on Colbert. You got a clip?
It's a fantastic interview. He was on just about the whole show. So go on Colbert's YouTube page to watch the interview if you're a fan. But they talked about, in the theater where Colbert does his shows, the Ed Sullivan Theater, where the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. They talked about that history, talked about his love and missing John Lennon, talked about lots of things, but also about the legacy of some of the greatest songwriting in the history of the world.
Do you know the Korean pop band BTS?
Yeah.
Okay, they're the biggest thing on the planet right now.
So I've heard.
And when we had them on, I asked them this question, Jim. You are the first group, as I said before, to earn 3 number one albums in less than a year since the Beatles. Do you guys have favorite Beatles songs?
Pretty impressive.
That's right.
What do you think it is about your music that transcends geographic and language barriers so that those 7 guys would just jump up and start the na-na-nas?
Easy lyrics.
That's true.
Such a great response. Such a great response.
Very cool.
Yeah. Watch the interview. If you're a Beatles fan, you got to watch this interview. He was so good last night.
All right. That's more on entertainment for today. We will come back and try to be more moronic tomorrow. Thank you.
See you then.